Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, What Prahlad Learned in the Womb, Text 29. Tatopaya Sahasranam Ayam Bhagavato Ditaha Yad Ishvare Bhagavati Yata Yair Anjasa Ratihi Tatropaya Sahasranam Ayam Bhagavato Ditaha Yad Ishvare Bhagavati Yatayaranjasaratahi Tatropaya Sahasranam Ayam Bhagavato Ditaha Yad Ishvare Bhagavati Yatayaranjasaratahi Tatropaya Sahasranam Ayam Bhagavato Ditaha Yad Ishvare Bhagavati Yatayaranjasaratihi Ishvare Bhagavati Anjasavati Itropaya Sahasranam Yam Bhagavato Ditaha Ishvare Bhagavati Ayam Sahasranam Ayam Bhagavato Ditaha Yad Tatropaya Sahasranam Ayam Bhagavato Ditaha Vaishnavis Ayam Bhagavato Ditaha Ishvare Bhagavati Jayam Jasarati Ayam Sarati Tatropaya Sahasranam Ayam Bhagavato Tatropaya Sahasranam Yam Bhagavato Gita. Ishwe Bhagavati. And Savati. Tatra. In that connection, getting out of the entanglement of material conditioning, upaya of processes, sahasranam of many thousands, ayam this, bhagavata uditaha, given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yat, which, Ishvare, to the Lord, Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yata, as much as, Yai, by which, Anjasa, quickly, Ratihi, attachment with love and affection. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Of the different processes recommended for disentanglement from material life, the one personally explained and accepted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be considered all perfect. That process is the performance of duties by which love for the Supreme Lord develops. Please repeat. Of the different processes recommended for disentanglement from material life, the one personally and explained and accepted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be considered all perfect. That process is the performance of duties by which love for the Supreme Lord develops. Purport. Among the linking processes that elevate one from bondage to material contamination, the one recommended by the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be accepted as the best. That process is clearly explained in Bhagavad Gita, where the Lord says, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. This process is the best because the Lord assures, Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami Masuchaha. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. There is no need to be worried, for the Lord Himself assures that He will care for His devotee and save him from the reactions of sinful activities. Material bondage is a result of sinful activity. Therefore, since the Lord assures that He will dissipate the results of fruitive material activities, there is no need to be worried. The process of understanding one's position as a spirit soul and then engaging oneself in devotional service is therefore the best. The entire Vedic program is based on this principle, and one can understand it as recommended in the Vedas. Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata gurau tasyaite katita hyarta prakashante mahatmanaha. Quote, unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master, all the imports of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed, end quote. That's from Svetashvatara Upanishad 6.23. One must accept the pure devotee, the representative of God, as one's guru, and then offer him all the respects one would offer the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the secret of success. For one who adopts this method, the perfect process is revealed. In this verse, the words Yair Anjasa Ratihi indicate that by offering service and surrendering to the spiritual master, one is elevated in devotional service, and by performing devotional service, one gradually becomes attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because of this attachment to the Lord, one can understand the Lord. In other words, one can understand what the Lord's position is, what our position is, and what our relationship is. All this can be understood very easily by the simple method of bhakti yoga. As soon as one is situated on the platform of bhakti yoga, the root cause of one's suffering and material bondage is destroyed. This is clearly explained in the next verse, which gives the secret of success. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the verse again, of the different processes recommended for disentanglement from material life, the one personally explained and accepted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be considered all perfect. That process is the performance of duties by which love for the Supreme Lord develops. So this is the test of our practice in devotional service. Are we developing love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Of course, in devotional service, as it's explained by Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, we see that it's divided into two parts. Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga Bhakti. So Vaidhi Bhakti means one performs the activities of devotional service out of a sense of duty. But that is meant to develop into Raganuga Bhakti, where one develops spontaneous attraction to the activities of devotional service, accompanied with feelings of love and affection for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This could also be called bhava bhakti, where these feelings of love and attachment for the Supreme Lord develop. So, now there are many materialistic people. They are performing duties. Everyone, in order to obtain sense gratification, has to perform some austerity. You know, they have to work in some profession or some job in order to get the wherewithal to enjoy their senses. You know, so, they have to perform, activities that they might otherwise not like to be performing, for the sake of their sense gratification. So our practice of devotional service shouldn't remain on that level. Or sometimes people perform different activities, they behave in certain ways because of social pressure. Fear of some kind of punishment. Like you go to the airport, you may not want to go through, take off your shoes and your belt and all this stuff when you go through security. But if you don't, then you won't be able to get on the airplane, or if you cause some disturbance, you may be arrested, you know, by TSA. So therefore, people conform. You know, they conform out of social pressure or fear of some consequence that will be imposed upon them. So our practice of devotional service shouldn't remain on that level. Social pressure, fear of consequences. Of course, these may, in the beginning, be motivations, but we're not meant to remain on that platform, you know, where we're performing. You know, we feel, well, we have to, in order for me to enjoy myself, I have to do this. Or in order to avoid some consequence, I have to do this, behave in this way. To some extent, that's there. But devotional service is ultimately meant to develop feelings of love for the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, as explained in this verse. That process is the performance of duties by which love for the Supreme Lord develops. And in the purport, you know, Srila Prabhupada explains the essential process. Yasya deve para bhaktira yata deve tata gara. One has to be acting to satisfy the spiritual master, Krishna's representative. You know, we sing every day, yasya prasada bhagavat prasado. That if one pleases the spiritual master, one pleases Krishna. And one's motivation for performing devotional service should be to see, oh, the spiritual master is satisfied, Krishna is satisfied, therefore I'm satisfied, I'm happy. You know, I become happy seeing that my spiritual master is pleased, or that Krishna is pleased. You know, this is the principle of devotional service. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj explains, you know, there's pleasing one's own senses, that is called kama. Pleasing Krishna's senses, that's prema, or love. Kama means lust, prema means love. So actually, Krishna is the original guru, the Chaita guru, the guru of everyone within the heart. But Krishna manifests himself externally in the form of the initiating spiritual master, the instructing spiritual master, and the Vartma Pradarshika guru, or the guru who initially shows us the way to Krishna consciousness. So that's because in our present state, we can't really perceive Krishna in his original spiritual form with our blunt material senses. So Krishna makes himself available in other ways. So the essential process is that if one wants to understand one's relationship with Krishna, tadvidi paripatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te gyanam gyaninas tatvadarshinaha. That if one wants to understand all of these things and develop this love for Krishna, one has to surrender to a bona fide spiritual master, inquire submissively from the spiritual master what one should do. And one should carry out that service. And one should be attentive to see is the spiritual master, the spiritual master's representative, pleased with me? And that'll be some indication in our present state as to whether or not Krishna is pleased with us. So, in our present state, we are not able to approach Krishna directly, but we have to become aware of how Krishna is reciprocating with us through his representatives. So, Srila Prabhupada is the instructing spiritual master for everyone within the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and one may also have an initiating spiritual master and other instructing spiritual masters. So that is how Krishna is reciprocating with us in the present state. So in the process of serving Krishna's representatives, the various types of spiritual masters, we should be attentive to see if we're developing this feeling of love for Krishna. And we can't say really that, oh, I love Krishna, but I'm just tolerating the instructions that are being given to me by Krishna's representatives. That is ultimately not going to help us. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado. If the spiritual master is pleased, then we can understand that Krishna is pleased. So, how to develop these feelings of love and affection for the process of devotional service and Krishna's representatives, that is something we have to learn. And if we do that, then gradually, as we see how Krishna is reciprocating with us in the process of serving his representative, then gradually Krishna will reveal more and more of himself to us in the process of devotional service under authority. And there are different ways in which we can please the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness and his representatives. One is by following our initiation vows. We vow to chant 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra every day. And we should do that not at like someone would fulfill the conditions of some employment or something like that. Although that aspect is also there, we should be feeling, I am doing this because it pleases Srila Prabhupada, it pleases my spiritual master, and it pleases Krishna ultimately. And if we deeply enter into that mood of understanding, then we'll be making progress as described in this verse. And we can also apply it to following the regulative principles. Why am I following them? Yeah, there are many reasons, but one reason that should be part of the reasons that we follow the regulative principles is that it's pleasing to the spiritual master. It's pleasing to Krishna that we do this, and that should be part of our motivation, that it's ultimately pleasing to Krishna, and we want to please Krishna. That's a sign of our love for Krishna. And then we want to live in the association of devotees. Tandura Charana Sevi Bhakti Sani Vas. Now, why do we want to live in the association of devotees? There may be many reasons. But one of the reasons, the primary reason, should be that we understand it's pleasing to Krishna. It's pleasing to the spiritual master. Like Srila Prabhupada, he created this international society for Krishna consciousness. He manifested it. Before him, there was no international society for Krishna consciousness in the West. So why did he create it? You know, he created it for us, for his spiritual children and grandchildren. And just like, you know, people, you know, who have children, you know, they want to give something to their children so that their children will have something. So the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is Srila Prabhupada's gift to his spiritual children and grandchildren. It's like the estate, you know, that he's left, the trust fund that he's given to provide a place and an activity for his spiritual children and grandchildren. So, yeah, we should participate in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness with a feeling that this is pleasing to Srila Prabhupada, it's pleasing to the current spiritual masters, it's pleasing to Krishna, it's pleasing to Lord Chaitanya. And that is the foundation of bhakti yoga, to desire to please Krishna's senses, to please the senses of Krishna's representative. And it isn't that we just want to belong to a society. You know, like so many people, they have, you know, you look up in Who's Who, it just lists all the societies that they belong to. We should actually be performing some service within the society. And there are so many services that Srila Prabhupada established. I mean, Krishna says one should, you know, bhakti amam abhijananti. By devotional service, he can be known. By devotional service in a society of devotees. So Srila Prabhupada created so many services to engage his disciples and grand disciples. There's the service of deity worship, which is a very engaging service. Maintaining a temple. There's the service of prasadam, preparation and distribution. Prasadam distribution within the temple. Prasadam distribution within restaurants for festivals. there's the chanting of the holy name in the form of kirtan and bhajan. You know, Srila Prabhupada himself did that. You know, he went to the Tompkins Square Park in New York City and sat, chanted bhajan and kirtan. There's transcendental book distribution and production. There's so many activities that Srila Prabhupada established. But again, it shouldn't be just taken as ordinary employment. Everybody has to do some job in this world. So it shouldn't be approached like that. Well, here I am, I have this job, I have to do it in order to get my maintenance. It should be done. I mean, that may be there, but more important than that is the feeling that I am doing this to please Srila Prabhupada, and he is pleased, and we should be able to feel that reciprocation. This is the nature of devotional service. There is, if it actually is devotional service, there's some transcendental reciprocation there where one feels some inspiration within the heart to try to perform the service better and better for Krishna's pleasure, because when Krishna is pleased, then we become pleased. So all these, you know, varieties of service should be done in that mood, that the main reason we're performing them is to please Krishna's representative, knowing that when Krishna's representative is pleased, then Krishna himself is also pleased. So I'll stop there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yeah. Kind of went over a little bit. So that's it.